everybody. It's Clay Pigeon. You're listening to The Dusty Show on WFMU in Jersey City. I'm glad to have you aboard. I've thrown a few things together here for kind of a pseudo-Christmas episode of the show as I'm already on my vacation, but stick around anyway. We'll have some audio fun. This is Puzzle getting us started.
Gotta get away.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like that he's different, that he's pushy, he's going to change economy, and he's going to put the country on the right track. So we will be number one in the world like we used to be. That's what I like.
Where did you come from? What country?
I came from Russia.
From Russia?
Yes.
Do you go back sometimes?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I
what do you miss most about Russia?
Nothing a lot. I don't trust Putin at all.
Music now from Jesus Christ Superstar.
And so the king is once again my guest.
And why is this? Was Harrod unimpressed?
Return to Rome to sentence Nazareth. We have no law to put a man to death. We need him crucified, it's all you have to do. We need him crucified, it's all you have to do.
Talk to me, Jesus Christ. You have been brought here, manacled, beaten by your own people. Do you have the first idea why you deserve it? Listen, King of the Jews, where is your kingdom? Look at me, am I a Jew?
I have got no kingdom in this world. I'm through, through, through.
To be Jesus Christ.
There may be a kingdom for me somewhere if I only knew.
You're a king.
It's you that say I am. I live for truth.
and find that I get damned.
But what do you think? It's truth unchanging law. We both have truths. Are mine the same as yours?
Crucify me!
What do you mean? You crucify your king?
You have no king but Caesar.
He's done no wrong. No, not the slightest thing.
We have no king but Caesar. Crucify
him! No reason. I find no evil. This man is harmless. So why does he upset you? He's just misguided. Thinks he's important. But to keep you vultures happy, I shall flog him.
The needs of the many. Way.
The needs of the few.
Or the one. I have been, and always shall be, your friend. Live long and prosper.
We are assembled here today. Pay final respects to our honored dead.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, this was the most human.
Others?
Death of Spock that always kind of gets to me. Very sad. I miss Leonard Nimoy. Shatner's still with us, though. That's good. This is a St. Louis band, Pavlov's Dog, the great voice of David Surkamp on The Dusty Show. This is Julia.
Julia, you've set the standards for me. Walk to your door, begging for just a bit more. And Julia, I couldn't do much better than you. Said so yourself. Wouldn't want anyone else.
And I can't live without your
plans, or just a man while your dreams be just a part of me. Oh, please see how much, well, how much you mean to me. Oh, please see how much, well, how much you mean to me.
He's the Christmas flautist.
Yeah, the Christmas flautist.
And his flute.
Yes. Yes.
His flute plays the sound of the season.
The sound of the season. Yes.
Yes.
Would you gentlemen happen to know,
ladies,
the way
Jamestown.
Formerly the old lost colony of Roanoke, yes. That's Jamestown.
And don't forget Pocahontas there around 1613 in Jamestown.
Oh, Pocahontas danced around the campfire in the moonlight.
The men were dancing too, but not as gracefully as she.
She was Pocahontas,
Pocahontas, Pocahontas, Pocahontas.
She was
Pocahontas,
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 Pocahontas. The white man came with sickly
blankets
and worthless trinkets.
Little glass beads.
Yes, little stinking glass beads.
It was manifest destiny.
Off their ships they laid their oxen in their yokes.
These eager folks.
They were very eager
to disembark from their ships.
Unload their
boots.
And their
whips.
And their
chains.
And their
guns.
What good is a country if it ain't got guns?
Yes, shake a fist at a fella.
And he walks.
Points a gun at him.
And he runs.
Yes.
What good is a country if it ain't got guns?
What's good indeed?
Now we must feed our endless need.
And they must bleed.
And we must win. Look, there's smoke over the horizon.
Over yonder.
And I'm realizing
that to wander
might be dangerous.
Thank God we have got our guns.
Smoke on the horizon.
What does it mean?
Well, that's hard to predict.
They're barbecuing bison.
Buffalo chunks.
Yes, on the end of sticks.
Men, insert yourselves.
We shall insert ourselves and create conflict.
For it is only through conflict
and death
that power is asserted.
Yes, we must do our best
to make sure
that peace
is averted.
Gentlemen,
yes.
Gentlemen,
yes.
Tell me, where is Washington?
Well, it's just an hour there and back on the shores of the Potomac.
Washington, oh Washington,
where they roll up their sleeves and things get done.
And though it's often hot as sun,
still we love our Washington.
Tell me now, where is Santa Claus?
He's just leaving the pole.
Leaving the pole. Will he bring me wondrous things, or
just a lump of coal?
It's Christmas time.
Christmas time, yes, and I'm wondering,
wondering
what I will get.
Expensive things.
They cost too much.
Shiny rings.
They cost too much.
Will it be the first year yet?
No, it's gonna be a happy 25th of December.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Always remember.
Always remember.
Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you.
Here's the faux four on Dusty.
Oh,
do about ISIS? 'Cause it's become a crisis, left to their own devices. They will proliferate.
They will proliferate.
What are we gonna do about fracking? The earth itself is cracking. Earthquakes in Oklahoma. Can you imagine that? It's a hell of a mess we got ourselves in now.
A terrible, terrible day in the news, ladies and gentlemen.
The last polar bear has died. Ain't it sad? They took his pretty white hide and put it in a museum for $29.95. On Sundays you can see him, and they'll give you an 8x10 and a collectible polar bear pen, and they'll show you the 3D movie that makes it seem like he's alive again. Polar bears are gone forever now.
We've saved some DNA,
so maybe we can clone them somehow. There's a male in the Nashville Zoo. Yes, but he's been stuffed since 1902. There's a female in St. Paul. Oh, but she's been stuffed and she's hanging on a hunter's wall. There's an infant in Qatar, floating in formaldehyde in a mason jar. There are sperm cells in a tube, in a freezer down at Jiffy Lube.
2016, strange year, and it might get even stranger in the year ahead. We are indeed stepping into the twilight zone with Golden Earring.
Somewhere in a lonely hotel room, that the guy started to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
Are still warm.
Maybe my connection is tired of taking chances.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits are dead. Can I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
I recorded back around 1992 or so, using some pots and pans and things that were laying around the house. It's called Doll. Thought I'd share it with you. Glad you're with me on the Dusty Show. Happy holidays, everybody.
Democrats, rise up, Americans. This cannot stand.
Chair declares the House recess till the hour of 12 noon.
Oh, God.
Honor. Country. Duty. Honor. Country.
I hope you're enjoying the Dusty Show this evening on WFMU. I have so many little digital experiments, musical experiments I've stockpiled over the years. Here's one of them. Doesn't even have a title. Keep listening. TNB, baby.
No, the cannons roar. The cannons roar.
The cannons roar. Hark, I hear the cannons roar.
This is Mike Batt with Love Makes You Crazy, WFMU Dusty Show.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. He claimed that he had spoken clearly and boldly against going into Iraq. Wrong. He spoke in favor of invading Iraq. He said he saw thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11. Wrong. He saw no such thing. He imagined it. His imagination must not be married to real power.
Bird up chuck, bird, vomit, bird chunk, up up chunk, 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 awful chunk, look at the horrible, horrible chunk, chunk, then rotates the muskrat, gas, muskrat, awful gas, smell, gas, smell, gas, smell, smell, gas, 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 muskrat, poop, doll, French poodle is a French poodle, which bites the holy mother, fracking muskrat, water, pump, magma, disaster, and launch far 20 feet wet, launch, look at it, vomit, janitor, where is the janitor, vomit, powder, gasoline, fanny, tomato. gold muscle man stand, can, hum, rodeo time, rope a calf, rope it, rope it, catch the little son of a pitch, baseball, two balls, one strike rocket, flood collar, alpo, worn, green, bonanza, little Joe Haas, Adam, pop, sing, Sunday, Ed Sullivan, jam, any five, Gemini five, Ed White, Gus Grissom, blue flag, Tuesday, trees, clutch, the mineral, constipated doctor, his hand, the doctor's ugly, white, inserted, freezing, horrible hand, bird, up, chuck, bird, vomit, bird, chunk, up, chunky, chunk, awful, chunk, look at the horrible, chunk, then rotates, the muskrat, awful gas, smell, gas, muskrat, poop, doll, French poodle is a French poodle, which bites the holy mother fracking muskrat, water, pump magma, disaster, and launch far 20 feet wet, launch, look at it, vomit, janitor, where is the janitor, vomit, powder, gasoline, fanny, tomato. Gold muscle man stand, can, hum, rodeo timer, rope the calf, rope it, catch the little son of a pitch, baseball, two balls, one strike rocket, flood collar. Alpo, lorn, green, bonanza, little Joe Haas, Adam, pop, sing, Sunday, Ed Sullivan, jam, many five, Gemini five, Ed White, Gus Grissom, space, blue flag, Tuesday, trees, clutch, the mineral, constipated doctor, his hand, the doctor's ugly, white, inserted, freezing, horrible hand. Bird, up chuck, bird, vomit, bird, chunk, up, chunkity chunk, awful chunk, look at the horrible, chunk, then rotates the muskrat, awful gas, smell, gas, muskrat, poop, doll, French poodle is a French poodle, which bites the holy mother fracking muskrat, water, pump magma, disaster, and launch far 20 feet wet, launch, look at it, vomit, janitor, where is the janitor, vomit, powder, gasoline, fanny, tomato.
Here's Cletus Maggard and the Citizens Band.
Yeah, on my 2-week holiday, out of my rig and on the way. Me and the wife and the little boy with the hammer down to Illinois. Had a good front door looking out for bear. I was doing about 80 in the rocking chair. Just settled down to run with the pack when I felt a finger punch my back. Dad, I gotta go. Dad, I gotta go. So we leave the convoy to take my boy to the nearest Texaco. Velma Jean, I wish you wouldn't give that boy so much pop. I just found a good bunch of buddies to run with there, and it's gonna take me an hour to get back to him. Come on, son. No, you can't have no glow-in-the-dark t-shirt. Back on the road with the hammer down, trying to watch for any bears around. Calling wall to wall on my CB, break 1-9 for your Tennessee flea. Well, it took me an hour to catch up for sure, but then I heard the right 10-4. I was back with my pack and running fine when I heard that weak-bladed boy of mine. Dad, I gotta go. Dad, I gotta go. So we leave the convoy to take my boy to the nearest Texaco. When we get to the home 20, we're gonna have his kidneys checked. That comes from your side of the family. No, hush now. Your mother's the same way. Come on, son. No, you can't have no battery-operated firecrackers. Break 1-9 for your Tennessee flea. How about your shotgun? You reading me? You got the mean machine back on the road. I wish this four-wheeler had a built-in commode. No comeback, they was gone for sure. But I found me another front and back door. About the time we got the hammer down, my boy leaned over with a terrible frown. Dad, I gotta go. Dad, I gotta go. There goes another convoy while I take my boy to the nearest Texaco. Now, Velma Jean, this is downright silly. If I lose this pack to run with, we ain't never gonna get to Illinois. Come on, son. No, you can't have no genuine shrunk coconut, you bangy head. Break 1-9 for your beaver teaser. Come on back if you're up there, please, sir. Will he come back? Faint with noise, I put the hammer down to get with them boys. I was so busy waiting for another breaker. I flew right past the picture taker. He said, pull it over, boy, nice and slow. I said, fair, I'll meet you at the next Texaco, cause I gotta go. I got the cramps, sir. Go my green stains, oh, mercy day and woe. Back on the road after posting bail, doing double nickels on the Illinois trail. Turn off the CB and on the stereo. Now that I'm taking it nice and slow, nobody wants to go.
Check, this is the Dusty Show on WFMU. Hey, everybody. Clay Pigeon with you on a Thursday evening, the TNP.
My dear friends, I have returned.
I want to see the chipmunks. I want to see the chipmunks. I want to see the chipmunks.
I think all you Democrats, right, really, you should just go away and die.
Why are you so angry at Democrats?
You all are the cancer of the United States. You're self-serving and you're a cancer. You're so bull full of shit. Goodbye.
Same to you.
nice holiday season. I hope you're going to be gathered together with family and friends. This is music from Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat on Dusty.
Way, way back many centuries ago, not long after the Bible began, Jacob lived in the land of Canaan, a fine example of a family man. Jacob and sons depended on farming to earn their keep. Jacob and sons spent all of the day in the fields with sheep. Reuben was the eldest of the children of Israel, with Simeon and Levi the next in line. Naphtali and Issachar with Asher and Dan. Zebulun and Gad took the total to nine. Jacob and sons, Benjamin and Judah, which leaves only one. Jacob and sons, Joseph, Jacob's favorite son.
Name? Kowalski. Occupation, driver. Transporting a supercharged Dodge Challenger from Denver to San Francisco. Background, Medal of Honor in Vietnam. Former stock and bike racer. Former cop, dishonorably discharged. Now he uses speed to get himself up, to get himself gone. Everybody's after Kowalski.
Because you think we're queers.
For one reason or another.
Is there something I can do for you?
Well, like what?
Like anything you want.
Everybody wants a piece of his hide.
Maybe kill somebody. Maybe stole that big dude of his. Maybe both.
Look at that son of a...
They want to get him and put him away. But they'll have to catch him first. It's the maximum trip at maximum speed. Vanishing point.
If you're a regular listener of the Dusty Show, you probably recognize some of the songs I'm playing tonight from previous episodes. A lot of them are Clay's classics. Here's one from 1980, Queen. The album was The Game. The song, The Show Must Go On.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know this score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless cry behind the curtain in the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? Whatever happens, I
I'm looking for eagles on the banks of the Mississippi River there in Iowa, having a good time. I hope you are too. Here's a little pitch mix for you. Pre-holiday pitch mix, Dusty.
Spread her wings and be gone again.
Clay Pigeon with you. Dusty Show Hardy coming up at 7. TNP follows. This is Hanukkah Hip Hop from Matt Barr. Hanukkah, light is in the air, Dusty Show.
Light is in the air, more fire, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire.
Let's go. Now we shall revisit the burning bushes in your building, or perhaps you are forgetting. Let's go back to the beginning.
Moses.
A bush is burning and there is a voice within it. Echoed to Sinai, the fire that descended never ended through the desert. So the nighttime was suspended, and it's up on Shlomo's altar till his nighttime building ended. To Elijah's fire, grilling with a vengeance, cause the fire inside us, that is what the light is. That small still voice, and it seems to have gone quiet. So we traveled on to Babylon, stepped on, we got our gravel on. Yet knowing we return, we build a temple to put our cattle on. Fire, fire, Ezra led the choir. Nehemiah will restore ya, and the Torah will ignite ya.
Light is in the air, more fire, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire, more fire. Light is in the air, more fire, more fire.
And then the Greeks came with a unique claim. Humans is so perfect, he ain't got no need for thee name. And the flame, like these days, everybody is expected to be truly the same. And the tide rose high, but the fire survived, and we tucked it inside just before the darkest night. Yeah, Rome scattered stars like the Lord was shooting dice. 7 need 11 from heaven to exile. Of our teachers in the torches of our secrets, Moshe's moments could still reach us. Learn tradition, it can be us. Put them candles on our mantles so that all the nations see us. Go ahead and spark that match. Hanukkah's about to blast. It's a miracle we lit it. We are back at the beginning. The burning bushes in your building, and the voice is still within us singing.
Lighters in the air, more fire, more fire. Lighters in the air, more fire. Lighters in the air, more fire, more fire.
I'm late to the digital download game, years late, but I'm enjoying it. And there's lots of free stuff you can find too, like this download from John Hanks, Grand Bannerman, 4/4 time. I like it.
My friend Janelle sent me this from LA, some trumpet section going wild on In the Mood.
A little worse for wear and tear. One of his antlers lost its fur. Look at the blackness of his turd. One of the danger signs is a discoloration of reindeer whiz. Is blue. How about you? Is your whiz blue too? The gifts are all hidden in the basement in Grandma's hutch.
That G.I. Joe has got a face dent.
Well, it didn't cost much. It's a fake G.I. Joe from China, but it feels the same to the touch.
Well, little Billy's gonna know the difference.
Ah, that little such and such. Donner's always been deeply disturbed, I do believe. And now, guess who's coming to Donner? It's me, with a bucket of oats, approaching Donner carefully. Oh, please don't let him hurt me, Lord, I ask the Lord so prayerfully. Donner looks at me with a look that says he hates me. He stamps his hoof into the ground. He gives me the hairy Donner eyeball treatment when there is no one around. When no one has seen or heard the blackness of his turd, the cruelness of his word,
his reindeer word.
Reindeer word. Every reindeer's got a word no human ear has heard. Donner's word was dirty. That's a fact. Donner's fur was pretty, but his turd was black. Good Lord, there were probably worms involved, and maybe a germ evolved. A new form of life occurred in Donner's empty turd. That bird flew's for the bird, the strikes and balls of the umpire.
Donner speaks his secret word,
it's the fall of an empire. I got Marge a new footstool. Guess where I went? I went down to Stool Town. They marked it down 50%. A fool soon parts with his money, honey. But I've got a brain between my ears. You see, I saved enough on your footstool to buy myself a 12-pack of beer. Honey, I didn't have enough cash left over.
Figures.
Nice turkey. But if you look in my sock drawer, I think you might find some jerky.
Sock drawer jerky instead of turkey. I'd rather have nothing at all. It's another disaster like last year.
You mean when I...
Yes, you tried to fry Johnny's football.
Now you can fry football and add a little Cholula with some tater tots and a glass of high C.
High five. Woe is me.
Woman, we're still alive. I took you to the fire grounds to watch the donkey dive.
This year you didn't even bring home a tree.
But there's a footstool for you and a 12-pack for me. And if you look in my sock drawer, you'll find some
jerky. I know jerky.
You'll find some jerky. Oh, I bought that jerky from a Native American Cherokee jerky salesman. And I knew him because he used to sell me my pemmican. I'd stop by every other week or so,
a 1-pound hank or more,
till I got a funny feeling on the tip of my tongue turn into a canker sore. Try it.
He's dying to try it.
I'm trying.
trying to diet, cause I need to lose about 40 pounds before I bungee. I cannot deny it, I just had a Whopper Jr. and a blueberry sundae. They don't have to fry it, Burger King flame broils theirs and they make them your way. But Lord, I am heavy, I'm cranky and I can't go. We can't pay our water bill, so I'm face down eating cold snow. Lord, how I miss my Pop-Tarts, instant oatmeal and my Coke. Go. The Democrats ignored us, and so we went with Trump. My bowels move like a tortoise, I cannot take a dump.
Don't say that.
Okay, I cannot excrete.
Look, a brand new Donald tweet.
Is he tweeting?
Yes.
What's he saying this time? God, I treasure every word. I hope he's really taking it to some annoying libtard.
Ah, that's just what he's doing.
Is he tweeting them a new one?
Yeah, soon you know what he'll be doing. He'll be doing things in new ways. Starts with Mexicans and Muslims, then the artists and the DJ. Your brothers, sisters, and your cousins, and then they might be heading your way.
Honey, did we make a mistake when we voted for him?
We must never admit we were wrong.
Can we still make America great again?
I'm afraid it might take too long. Oh, look, it's Timmy on the Davenport. Just resting.
Yes, our unemployed liberal son.
Hi, Mom and Dad. I've been downtown protesting.
Jesus, don't tell me that's what you done.
Yeah, we were protesting Steve Bannon. Till they knocked us to the pavement with their water cannons.
Son, do you really have that much time to waste?
First they knocked me to the ground and then they maced me in the face.
I never foresaw the day when these types of things would happen.
They blew out our eardrums with their sonic weapon.
They herded us into pens, twist-tied all of our hands.
I wrote my little apartment in Wisconsin when I used to send in Dusty shows from there before I got married. My whole life changed. I think I was kind of lonely.
I'm just trying to find Jesus in the midst of all this madness. Hoping he can help me with my sadness.
Don't think he ain't there. Every time you pray, don't think he can't hear every word you say.
Again and again.
you gotta believe it's true. Jesus loves you. You gotta believe.
That's it for this edition of The Dusty Show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Joe Duffy, thanks for watching the board. Take care, everybody. Happy holidays. And always remember, Joe, do the legal before you start hardy. And happy holidays, Joe. Thanks again.
You've been listening to The Dusty Show on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, at 91.9 in Rockland County, New York, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Up next is Hardy White.
Grandpa, Blue Beauty is gone.
Whatever do you mean?
She got spooked by the thunder and ran off.
Oh, dear.
What's all this hollering?
Blue Beauty has run off.
What? But I locked her in the stable myself.
I went to check on her, Grandpa, and I left the barn door open.
I told you 100 times. Well, never mind that now. Blue Beauty is in danger.
I'm sorry.
Sorry won't bring her back.
Will she be all right, Dad?
Well, this is one bad storm. But she's a smart horse, but spooked.
I have to go after her.
Not in this storm, you don't.
But Blue Beauty!
Blue Beauty can take care of herself now. We'll look for her when the storm clears.
Poor Blue Beauty.
Blue Beauty didn't do anything wrong. I was the knucklehead who left the door open.
Well, maybe next time when I tell you to let Blue Beauty out, you'll let Blue Beauty be.
Blue Beauty is the most beautiful horse in the world.
She is. And something tells me she'll be just fine.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
What's this? A horse? Well, it's my lucky day. Come here, nag. I treat all horses roughly. You're mine now, you hear me? And I'm naming you a name. I'll call you Blue Brute, because you look pretty tough to me.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Well, Thomas, I don't usually see you in town. Special occasion?
We lost Blue Beauty last night. Nothing special about that.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. What happened?
The storm. The thunder spooked her and, well, Billy left the barn door open.
I thought you kept Blue Beauty in the stables.
We do, but Beauty must have seen the barn door open, and it gave her an idea. She's clever. So she opened her door, and when the lightning hit, well, she spooked and ran.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for her. You know, a lot of people come in and out of my store.
Well, I appreciate that, Narendranath.
Good luck.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Pull! Pull, you Dobbin!
That horse is no good.
It's good. It's just stubborn. But I'll break her spirit. Then she'll be a fine, beaten horse.
I think we ought to sell her for glue.
Get in the house, woman. I'm beating the horse.
Soon yourself.
Blue beauty through the wind and the rain.
What are you doing, Bill?
I'm putting up posters so people can help find Blue Beauty.
What happened to Blue Beauty?
She ran off. Lightning spooked her.
Oh, that's too bad. That's probably why Brock the horse beater has her.
What? You've seen Blue Beauty?
Yeah, last night. I saw Brock trying to drag her through the rain to his ranch.
Well, we have to get there right away.
Whoa, Nellie acting so uncouth, top down, shirt off in the coop. You can't go there alone. Brock will kill you.
I have to save Blue Beauty.
Well, let's get an adult.
There's no time.
Now, see, I don't get that. Your grandfather's within shouting distance.
We can't waste time shouting. Shouting won't bring back Blue Beauty. Are you with me?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going alone. Good luck.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
I see her. It's Beauty. And Brock is treating her horribly. That bit in her mouth looks so painful. What kind of monster would treat a creature that way? I have to find some way of getting in that stable when he's not looking. I must save Blue Beauty.
Save Blue Beauty? Maybe you should try to save yourself.
No, don't!
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
I'm worried about Billy. He's been gone for hours, and it's not like him to miss dinner.
He's so intent on finding Blue Beauty that he's lost track of time.
But what if Blue Beauty can't be found?
I have a feeling that boy'll never give up.
Mrs. Chappie.
Marlin?
Hello, Mrs. Chappie. Pappy Chappie.
Marlin?
I think I ought to tell you that Billy has gone to Brock the Horse Beater's ranch to save Blue Beauty.
What? By himself?
Yeah, I told him not to, but he's so stubborn, like you and Blue Beauty.
I'll address that later. But now we have to get to that ranch.
I hope he's all right.
Get my raincoat. I'm gonna go have a talk with that Brock.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Brock Weekly?
What do you want, Thomas Chappie?
I want my horse and my grandson.
I don't have either.
I hear tell you do.
Well, where did you hear that?
Let's just leave Marlin out of this.
Marlin.
Where is my horse, and also my grandson?
I have no idea. And now I ask you kindly to get off my land before I enforce my inalienable rights.
This is not the end of it, Brock.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Marlin?
Yes, dear?
Do you remember all those years ago when that Chappie boy disappeared?
Ah, of course. They think Brock Weekly did it, but nobody can really prove it. They say he stole Blue Beauty, too.
Well, it says here Brock Weekly just died.
Wow. Well, I guess that closes that whole horrible chapter.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Hey, where are we, Billy?
I don't know, Blue Beauty. When Brock threw me in the stall with you, it must have triggered some kind of rift in the space-time continuum. And now we're somewhere altogether different. Maybe a different time, or place, or even a universe.
Well, I'll be.
I know, right?
Oh, Blue, I love you.
And I love you, Billy.
Blue Beauty, through the wind and the rain.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we chart a course mounted on such an incredible horse who's blue and who's big and beautiful, too. A horse named Blue Beauty. Woo-hoo, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Our story first starts as we all get together, bonding by talking some crap about Heather. Poor Heather. Forgive us. I hate how I sound. Forgive me and teach me and help me rebound.
Well, that was heartwarming.
You mean heartwarming. Heartwarming? Gross. But that's the expression, heartwarming. No, it's heartworming. Like you think your dog is going to die of heartworms, then he has a heartworming and lives. Heartwarming? How does your mind work?